What is the difference with the technician, and what should the technician know? I mean, or is it fairly transparent for the CTE technician in terms of comparing to their previous machine that they were using?
There will be changes in the way you set up the protocols. Of course, you need a dedicated education in order to operate this machine, which is provided when you purchase a scanner via Siemens. And from the general use, there is no tremendous difference. But because of the speed and because the way you will set up, for instance, as well, contrast protocols, there will be changes in comparison to older technologies. And, of course, we need to educate them, the techs in the hospital, in order to make sure that they utilize it in the right way.
Okay.
Go ahead, Gene.
I just wanted to clarify a bit. Now, in terms of technology advancement here, would you say it's essentially a combination of hardware and software, or is it more one?
No, absolutely. It is not only hardware. I mean, one thing is to have the right technology in place to build up a machine with two sources and two detectors, which needs certain pre-requirements. We, for instance, have this very small tubes called Stratton tube that enables us to put two tubes and two detectors in a gantry. This is a hardware side, but as well, I mean, talking about all these topics like stroke and trauma, where you look as well into functional information or 3D information of the entire body, post-processing becomes key. You need to have this information available on the fingertips. So in quite a few seconds, you need to have the full information there. Therefore, you need proper software and, of course, the right integration into existing information technology systems available in the hospital is important as well to make this results available not only in the scan room, but throughout the entire enterprise.
Can you give us some general idea, you know, how you gave us sort of how much exposure, you know, the tubes are, how much X-ray radiation they're producing? Can you give us an idea of the graphical computer that's sort of powering the post-processing of the image? You know, what's back there?
I mean, and in terms of information flow, I can give you a nice comparison. For instance, when you look into how much information and data is produced with such a machine per second, then per second it is the information volume of one DVD.
Wow.
So it's you need a tremendous fast data transmission, and you need to have very powerful image reconstruction systems, so powerful computers, in order to process those images in real time.
Well, that's pretty amazing. I have another couple questions in terms of, you know, in comparison to an MRI machine. Now, you know, when one reads information on MRIs, there's always an issue regarding bore size and how big a hole you can make. Is that an issue for CT scanners at all? Or
yeah, it is as well an issue for CT scanners, but not to the same extent, because the depth of an MRI gantry is different. So an MRI gantry has a deep tunnel where you have to position the patient. Whether the bore of or the depth of a CT gantry is by far shorter. Therefore, claustrophobia is not so much an issue in CT. Nevertheless, a large bore is important, and we have in the somatome flesh a 78-centimeter bore, which is currently the most open bore that you can get on the market for a non-dedicated CT system. So that means patients typically do feel pretty convenient and don't have fear to be positioned in the gantry.
And, you know, regarding the two technologies, MRI and CT, would you say that they're really far apart and, you know, engineers kind of stay within their field? Or is there a good deal of, you know, technological sort of transfer between the two within the company?
You think the role of both modalities from a tech, where
In terms of engineering, are they, you know, do they have things to gain from each other in terms of knowledge? I mean, the the two fields, or are they fairly separate? I mean, I understand.
There is a kind of knowledge transfer, definitely between both groups. I mean, and there are a couple of complementary approaches as a result from this as well. For instance, the larger bore sizes that we have in CT, MR is now looking into as well. You might have heard that the last 3 Tesla MR, which was introduced, the Vario, has as well a 70-centimeter bore size, which was quite a learning as well from a CT side, that larger bores are important. And especially on the software side, there are similarities where we profit from each other and learn from each other as well. On the MR side, for instance, they have now these continuous table movement as well for MR imaging, which is a domain from CT. And they use that to, in order to image larger body areas at once, instead of having this step and shoot approach than in the past. Than in the past, which is quite as well, very similar to CT.
I see. Thank you very much for those.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Well, that was a very nice technical discussion there, guys. I'm going to bring us back
to
one final question. To the patient. That's why I had Gene on the call, because I knew that he would have excellent questions.